Hello?
Hey, Derek Rosie, this is Ed Sheeran.
Ed, what is it? I'm in the middle of stuff.
Play my song, innit?
Okay, fine.
I am sick of him calling 98FM.
When your legs don't work like they used to.
Colin Harris, ready for the weekend on Dublin's best music mix, 98FM. I'm Derek Quilty here on the big ride home, and I've come across something spectacular. I would love to be the person that did this, but it was not me. In fact, I don't know who did it. I found Michael Jackson audio. Maybe never before heard. Somebody has taken all of the background noises and grunting and Michael Jackson does on all of his songs. But they've taken out the music, they've taken out the singing, and we're just left with Michael Jackson background grunts. Have a listen. That is actually audio of Michael Jackson in the studio. Here at 98FM, we saw this as a great opportunity to put Michael Jackson in different scenarios. For example, Michael Jackson running up the stairs. Or you could put Michael Jackson, say, playing a game of tennis, maybe. Or Michael Jackson in the local swimming pool doing the butterfly. Oh my God. What about Michael Jackson sawing wood. I love the celebration at the end. Okay, one more. Michael Jackson running on a treadmill. Oh, fantastic. Okay, here he is with the grunts, with the singing, and with the hee-hees. Michael Jackson, Black or White, Dublin's best music mix. This is 98FM. Michael Jackson, Black or White, on Dublin's best music mix, 98FM. I suppose a song about equality, isn't it? We are coming to the end of a very, very, truly historic week for this country. I don't know if you're aware of this, but when you work in broadcasting, whether it be 98FM, whether it be News Talk, whether it be RTE, any form of public broadcasting, when a referendum is happening, like the one about marriage equality that has just passed, on the run-up to the referendum, you aren't allowed to be biased on the air. So you're not allowed favour, for example, in the referendum passed, you're not allowed favour the yes side or the no side. So if you want to have somebody on your show talking about marriage equality and why, yeah, of course we should have marriage equality, you also must have someone saying, no, we shouldn't have marriage equality. Presumably now that it has passed and we've moved officially this country into the future, we don't have to abide by those rules anymore. I think it was so fantastic that bill passed, or they've added that into our constitution. It doesn't affect me directly, and that is not the point. I'm a heterosexual man, I can get married. The point is, it's about equality for this country. And I was lucky enough to be in Dublin city centre, right, I suppose, in the gay capital of Dublin. I went into the George on Georgia Street the day they were counting the votes for the referendum. And I went in with my uncle, Shane. Actually, my godfather, ironically enough. Shane is in his 50s and he is gay. And he grew up in Ireland in the 1970s when he was a teenager as a gay man. And I never thought how difficult it was for him that it wasn't okay for him to be gay. Not that he struggled with it. He's an amazing person. He was great when we were kids. But he said something to me on Saturday that I never thought about. He said, you know, I find it amazing that all of the young people are really getting behind this yes vote, because I missed out on simple things. Like, I was never able to flirt. I was never able to date somebody when I was 17 or 18. I was never able to go through a breakup. And I thought that was quite nice now that we've moved past that time and we are now in the future of this country. So it's absolutely amazing that the referendum passed. And I do have, I had to record this, I have audio from the George the moment the announcement was being made on TV. Have a listen to this here.
Votes in favour of the proposal, 1,201.
I mean, just listen to that. Isn't that just fantastic? And as only Irish people can do, after the cheering, that everybody in this bar all of a sudden was equal, the place erupted into this song. There were tears and joy. It's an absolute cause to celebrate. It is such a great week for Ireland. It is a great week for Dublin. Susie.
Hi, how's it going?
It's Dara here from 98FM.
Hi, Dara, how are you?
Are you okay? What's going on in Bray at the moment?
Oh my God, it took me an hour to what would be normally a 5-minute journey.
Yeah, there are a lot of people texting in about very heavy traffic at the moment in Bray. The only reports I'm getting, Susie, are that it is extremely slow on all approaches and through Bray, specifically the Killarney Road there. So
yeah, well, I'm actually on the Killarney Road now and we're not even moving.
Oh no, there's no explanation unless there's been an accident or an incident that we don't know of. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that for you, and we're going to be checking on traffic here on 98FM in a couple of minutes, Susie.
No, it's really bad. Like, I mean, I'm on the bus now. I'm on the bus now and I'm listening to you.
Okay, well, here we go. Here we go. We're in the right place at the right time, Susie. You've got plenty of time now, right? A song that you would like to have played on 98FM right now from the bus. You have the power to inflict your own choice of music on everybody else listening to 98FM right now. What would you like me to play for you?
Can you play Five, Keep On Moving? I'm stuck in this bloody traffic.
That's a perfect choice, Susie. I'll do that for you right now. This is Dublin's Best Music Mix, 98FM. Thank you, Susie.
Bye.
It is time for the greatest game in radio. What the hell are you talking about, JP?
JP, 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 JP. What the hell are you talking about, JP?
JP from the Ray Foley Show here on 98FM. Every morning he's here, helping Ray along his merry way. And this morning, from the Ray Foley Show, JP said something along the lines of...
Do you ever think that when you... they're going to shed their load on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I always have that feeling.
There's still time to text. You might just get through 0877 98 98 98. You can WhatsApp as well. What is he talking about?
Do you ever think that when you... they're going to shed their load on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I always have that feeling.
What could it be? Let's go to you, Sean, first. How are you, Sean?
I'm not too bad, yeah, I'm good.
JP, 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 JP. What the hell is he talking about, Sean, do you reckon?
I reckon he was talking about snakes.
Snakes?
Yeah.
What do you mean about snakes?
Like petting them, shedding their load all over the place.
Like rubbing a snake, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the right answer? No, Sean, it's not talking about rubbing snakes, unfortunately. But listen,
Lord.
we'll have to wait and see. Thank you, Sean. Have a good day.
Alright, cheers.
Do you ever think that when you... they're going to shed their load on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I always have that feeling.
Orla is on line two at the moment. Orla, what the hell is JP talking about?
Changing nappies?
Changing a baby's nappy. That's a very good guess, isn't it?
I hope it is.
Is that the right answer? Oh. Is that the right answer, Orla?
But no.
Thank you for your suggestion.
All right, thanks very much.
Do you ever think that when you... they're going to shed their load on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I always have that feeling.
I mean, it could be anything. Jennifer is on the telephone at the moment in Dublin, presumably. Jennifer, is that right?
That's right, yep.
What the hell is JP talking about?
Is he talking about Christmas trees? Putting up Christmas trees.
Putting up a Christmas tree and it's all going to fall on top of you, is it?
Yeah.
Is that the right answer? No, it's not. He's not talking about Christmas trees. Sure, look.
Damn it. Okay.
Surely somebody knows what he's talking about. Kira, I'm going to you for this. Hello.
Hello. He was talking about driving behind a truck.
Driving behind a truck and the load of the truck falling on top. Is that the right answer?
Do
you ever think that when you're driving behind a truck, they're going to shed their load on you?
Yes.
Yeah, I always have that feeling.
Absolutely correct, Kira. It is the right answer. Well done, you. Kira, do you listen to the Ray Foley Show every morning?
Every single morning, I do.
Well, you're the first person in the history of time ever, Kira, to win. What the hell are you talking about, JP? You've won two tickets to the movies. Well done.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Cloudy with some rain tonight. Blustery showers tomorrow. Saturday evening will turn very wet. Lows tonight of 7 degrees. Right now, it's 14. The 98FM Secret Sound of the City. Guess the sound to win the cash tomorrow morning on the Ray Foley Show. Only on 98FM.
All right. Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you indeed.
Here we go.
Time to go home from work on the bus. Lewis, or maybe you're driving. Take the big ride home.
Big Ride Home with Derek.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
Go! When I was 17.
With Carmen Volkswagen. Just off Junction 5 on the M50. The home of Volkswagen for North Dublin.
98 FM.
We're going to 2003 today because Mammy Donna was 17 in 2003. Hi, Mammy.
Hi.
You're just out of the cinema with your children, is that right?
Yep.
So who have you got with you at the moment?
The boyfriend, Michael.
Okay.
And then Ellie, who's 4, and Rebecca, who's 9.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ellie, and hi, Rebecca. Well, maybe Rebecca might be more embarrassed now because you're about to pick a song from when you were 17, and Rebecca's going to think, Ma, I can't believe you listen to this music. Ooh. And tell me, is Mike around the same age as you, or is he a bit older, or...?
He's a bit younger.
Okay. But roughly, he'll remember all these songs as well. So
yeah,
here's what we got.
It's only 2 years.
Oh, well then, certainly. We've got a couple of songs from 2003 when you were 17 years old, right? I think songs that you have not heard in a long time. And you're to pick your favourite one. You get to inflict your song on everybody else listening to 98FM at the moment. Donna, are you ready for that?
Yep.
Let's get into it. 2003, our first song today is... Oh my God, what is it? Do you know this, Donna?
No. Oh my God, I do.
Who is it?
Oh my God.
It's Busted. She said I heard you singing, Donna. I heard you singing along to it. So that's your first song. Busted, Year 3000, came out in 2003. My God. I was at the Best of Dublin Awards last night, Donna, that we did here on 98FM. I had to DJ at it, and I played this next song, and I swear to God, every girl did that thing. You know where they stick their ass out, and they shake it up and down?
Twerking.
What's it called?
Twerking.
This is way before Miley. Miley Cyrus is probably about 2 years old. This is 2003. This is the ultimate twerk song. You ready for it?
Let's go.
And I have no doubt in my mind you are twerking. Am I right? Fat Man Scoop, Be Faithful from 2003.
Oh my God.
It is a twerking song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Donna, we got one more to go for you and then you get to make your choice. Where are you from?
From Ballymun.
So, where was it around Ballymun you would head out, or would you go into town around that time?
Into town.
Okay, where was the spot?
Oh, God. At the time, it was Reds.
Reds. It's long gone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's because they were letting you in when you were 17. That's why it was shut down. I
probably
have no doubt, Donna, in my mind, that this song was playing every night you went to Reds in 2003. Let's see what it is.
Pretty green eyes, so full of sparkle and such light. And let me remind, she chose
not. Do you remember this one?
Yep. This is the cheesiest song to hear.
Isn't it?
Now it is.
All right, here we go. It's crunch time. Donna is playing When I Was 17 here on 98FM. She was 17 in 2003, and she's about to pick from our couple of tracks we picked out. Donna, let me go over it for you right before you make your decision, okay? The first song we heard was Busted, Year 3000. The second song, the one about the twerking, was Fat Man Scoop. And the third song there was Pretty Green Eyes. What do you want played next on 98FM?
We'll have to go with Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop.
Yep.
I knew that. You know what? The right answer. Donna, it was a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll play Fat Man Scoop for you next. This has to be the most immediate form of traffic we've ever delivered. We have WhatsApp here on 98FM, and I ask you to WhatsApp in the traffic to 087 798 98 98, and here's what I got.
Traffic has now cleared in Bray due to the crash earlier there on the N11.
Travelling in Kilmainham, the traffic is bad in every direction that you look.
Hey Dara, M50 starting to be a car park again just before the Ballymount turnoff northbound.
M50 northbound is jammery.
Dara, the traffic is mad in all directions from town, towards Mackin Street, towards Pier Street, and towards the Eastlink Toll Bridge. Traffic is just non-moving. Over.
Traffic is slow on the Booterstown Road. We're crawling along trying to get to 5 Seconds of Summer in the 3 Arena.
Woo! Oh my God!
Live from the Dublin News Centre. 98FM's Big Ride Home with Derek Quilty. This is 4-5-6.
I give you a sum of money at 4, at 5, and at 6. You add them up and you win the lot. That is how 4-5-6 works. You register for a call at any time you want by texting 4-5-6 with your name to 087-798-9898. When I call you, you must have the correct amount. Or else you're missing out. We have thousands of euro to give away. We're going to keep on going and going and going until it's all gone. Every day on the Big Ride Home at 4, at 5 and at 6 here on 98FM. All right. Is this your phone?
Hello?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
It's Dara Quilty from 98FM here. How's it going?
Oh, grand. Thanks. How are you?
This is a 4-5-6 call, Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed. So tell me, have you been listening to this for the last while?
Oh, for the whole day, nearly. Oh,
okay, brilliant. Okay, so you know what's going on?
What?
You got to add up the sums of money. I gave out one sum of money at 4, one sum of money at 5, one sum of money at 6. If you give me the correct amount, I'll give you all of that money.
78.
No, just a total amount.
Oh, total amount, sorry. 295.
295, you say?
Yeah.
€295. Let's get the calculator out. At 4 o'clock, I said 92, right? At 5 o'clock, I said 117, yeah? That's 209. What did you say again?
295 for the total.
At 6 o'clock, I said 86. We add that in. We get 295. Nicole, you've won the money!
Yeah!
Cool! €295 for you just for playing 98FM's 4-5-6. It was easy, wasn't it?
Oh, that was grand. Wasn't listening yet.
4-5-6, exactly the point. We're going to start it again tomorrow at 4 here on 98FM. Nicole, well done.
Thanks so much. 98FM.